100% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be.
All right, welcome back. It is hour two. That was fun first hour. I don't know exactly what we did right there, but we always have fun with Joe Klein. I mean, honestly, we could talk about how cow chips are made, and if Joe Klein's here, we're going to have a good time with it.
Say what you want about Charles Barkley and all these other guys. Joe Klein can hold a room, talk with anybody, tell stories. No, anything, multi-talented guy.
If they ever wanted to mix up their demo and have a grizzled old white guy on the set, there is no question, if you put him in Shaq's position, that he could hold his own at the other end of the desk. I like Shaq.
One more point about Shaq.
Pat hates Shaq.
And the NBA on TNT. It was Shaq's birthday yesterday.
Will you admit that Shaq was an upgrade over Weber?
I like Weber better.
Oh, you're out of your gourd!
He's better. Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Weber's a flawed human being on a lot of levels.
He is.
He's smart, but he's flawed.
Weber's a lot more witty than Shaq.
He's a cheater
Shaq
and a liar. I like him.
Well, so the whole Fab Five was. But anyway.
No, just Weber.
Think about this. Shaq was 42.
Yeah.
He took the day off yesterday from the NBA on TNT.
That is a day off.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like
he
you're not working 42. In a coal mine. Did you see him in Grown Ups 2? He plays a policeman.
No,
he plays
no.
Tim Meadows.
He's an honorary policeman.
No, because nobody wants to watch Grown Ups 2.
The movie's horrible. I'm not suggesting, but Shaq is funny in it.
I believe it. He's got a great sense of humor.
Have you ever taken a day off to celebrate your birthday?
Yes, but not at 42. I mean,
yeah,
like if
10?
I was 30, 40, 25, you turn 18, you turn 21,
right.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe
I will say this. I showed up for my 21st birthday to class, and what didn't turn out well.
Now,
but
just remember this, Pat. Jesus even got in the boat and rode to the other side of the lake to get away from everything. You guys need to do that periodically.
But Pigskin, I'm afraid I won't come back.
He
didn't say, hey, fellas, it's my 32nd birthday. I don't have many left. I'm going to kick my feet up today. Do you mind?
No, it's just when he got really, really tired of healing people.
Exactly.
That takes a lot out of
you. It's exhausting. You walk everywhere.
They walked a lot.
I mean, can I get a cab up in here?
They needed Segways.
They didn't have rickshaws. Can I get a rickshaw up in here?
A wheel?
Give me any kind
of vehicle.
Anytime I go to a town and there's the bicycle rickshaw, I don't even have to go anywhere. I'm riding it. I'm going to give the guy a tip as I'm thinking, bro, you have got one of the toughest jobs in America today. Here's $20.
Now,
take me across the street.
You go to New Orleans a lot. How do you feel about the horses pulling those things?
There's one downtown Little Rock.
I feel sorry for the horses. They look really miserable.
Beefarino, that's what they run on.
They do need Beefarino.
Here's the thing. I don't in any way use that for transportation, but if you're trying to get your lady in the mood, it's a good way to go. It's romantic.
Women love horses.
Look, the back of a horse's butt that gets her going? Look, what kind of women are you hanging out with?
If she married a horse's age, she's going to be attractive. Attracted by one, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that tunes me on. Oh, that horse's butt reminds me of me. That reminds me of you when we first met, you old loser.
Sweetie, look at that big fat butt.
Honey, I remember when we were 20 years old and I got my first look at you. You look just like that horse's butt, and now you act like it, you knucklehead. Anyway, Razorback basketball tomorrow on the Buzz, 2:30 pregame with a tip at 3 o'clock against Alabama. Kind of a critical game, one might think. Robbie Nyswanger is here with the scoop. Robbie, I was not talking about you either. I'm sure your wife thinks the world of you.
You know, that sounded hilarious. I just want to listen to that conversation for a little bit longer, if that's okay.
That's like the conversations we typically have off the air. They're always more entertaining than the on-the-air stuff. Anyway, big game tomorrow. Arkansas traveling to Tuscaloosa. A lot on the line. I would argue winning you're in. Some might say they got to do some work in the tournament. You know what would be better? Is if Arkansas didn't even have to go to the SEC tournament. Because losing to a bad team probably hurts you more than beating a good team helps you, don't you think, at this point?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I may have mentioned it yesterday, you don't want to go 0-2 these next two games. That would be very, very bad for
If they go 0-2, I got no problem with them being left out, to be honest.
Yeah, they deserve to be left out.
Yeah, they will be left out if they go 0-2, I think. So, you know, it's kind of a dangerous trip down to Alabama because, you know, Alabama's not playing great this year. But they have played pretty well at home, so they're not going to be an easy team to beat down in Tuscaloosa. So you don't want to slip up against a team like that at this point. I don't think it's a killer. I don't think it like ends your chances if you lose this game tomorrow. But you know you don't want to be flirting with anything here. You want to be able to win this game, get into the tournament, win another game, and feel very, very good about your NCAA chances once you leave Atlanta. So it's a big one. You know, and again, I think I mentioned yesterday, you know, Alabama wants to make this thing ugly. So you're going to have to make shots. You're going to have to figure out a way to make sure that you're making shots. So we know that that happened very, very well and very often in Fayetteville the other night. Can you carry it on the road and continue to knock down shots? That's going to be very, very critical.
We were talking about the numbers yesterday. It is a Trevor Relaford show and not much else. 18 points, 50% from the floor, which is remarkable for a guy that plays his position. He's 40% from three. He's like an 85% free throw shooter. He's pretty impressive, and as we talked about yesterday, good. If he was on a decent team, he'd be first-team all-conference and probably be getting some All-American interest.
No doubt. I mean, he's the guy that makes Alabama go. And, you know, he's been there all year long. He's been consistent all year long. Mike Anderson recruited him when he was at Missouri, so he knows all about him. He knows what kind of a kid he is, you know, what kind of character the kid has. And he knows that he's a dangerous player. But I will say this, you know, there is one guy. Levi Randolph was really struggling earlier this year, but he's kind of turned it on lately. I don't have any numbers in front of me, but I know that he's playing much better. So he's really helping Alabama. And, you know, I think you saw him do some good things up there at Kentucky the other night. So he's another guy that you got to watch out for. And, you know, again, Alabama's playing at home. It's senior night. So you know they're going to be inspired, and they want to go out with a bang here.
You know, it's funny, just a little side note. When I went to that Alabama-Ole Miss game last week, and, you know, Relaford's brother went to Kansas. So during the entire game, all the student section was yelling, "You should have went to Kansas instead." I mean, it was just, you know what I mean? The poor kid, it's like
funny.
The decision to go to Alabama has been obviously hurt his career. Robbie, to your point about getting being able to make shots, and we saw this against the Ole Miss team, it's the ability to be able to create good shots. And how can they create good opportunities? And it begins, you know, against Ole Miss. They shoot so fast. You're starting your fast break on a long rebound at half court. But if they can get the pace where they need to be, get the tempo where it needs to be with their perimeter pressure and pressing, then they'll be able to create those good shots and be able to jack up that shooting percentage. And I don't see anything that Alabama does that could hurt the Hogs unless you go back to the last Alabama game where both teams shot 20%. And it was just one of those games where nothing was falling. That would be the only way.
Yeah, and one thing I did see, I did get to watch a good deal of the Kentucky-Alabama game. I thought Alabama did a really good job of, you know, once they missed a shot, once they made a shot, whatever it was, they raced back on defense and set up that zone. So if you're Arkansas, you obviously don't want them to get comfortable in their zone because you are gonna have to make shots. So that's one thing Alabama can do, and they can do it pretty well. They're pretty good defending in their zone. And I think we saw it a lot in the first game. Arkansas was having an off-night shooting, obviously. But you know, the Razorbacks were able to get the ball into Bobby Portis, and he went off. So maybe this is a good game for Portis again. Maybe if you can get him rolling, maybe that's going to open some things up. And as you said, you know, obviously defensively, if you can create some turnovers, if you can get out in transition, that's going to be the thing that makes you go. And, you know, that's what Andy Kennedy said after the game the other night. It wasn't necessarily, you know, Arkansas just knocking down the three-pointers. It was when the game changes, when they started to force some turnovers and get out in transition, that's really when things started to unravel for Ole Miss. And obviously Arkansas started knocking down the shots after that too. So Arkansas's got to do a good job of creating some offense because – and I think you said it yesterday too, Pat, you know, if – Alabama's not going to be a team that's going to score a whole lot of points. So if you can figure out a way to score, you got a great chance to beat them.
I saw Alabama in person at Auburn, and they played one of the most abysmal games of the year. They struggle mightily to score any points, and they got some giant white guy in the middle that's like Kevin McHale without the talent. If I were Anderson, I would throw the ball into Portis and the inside guys all the time to start the game because I don't think those guys are athletic enough to check Arkansas's guys. If Arkansas shoots over 30% and doesn't turn the ball over, there's not much of a chance of them losing, unless Alabama just, you know, shoots 70%, which is really unlikely.
That's very true. And, you know, and I'm sure that they will go back inside because, obviously, you know, as we said, Portis had just an outstanding game in the first meeting this year. So you want to take a look at that again. You want to see if that's hot and that's open again. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, Bobby's really looking forward to this game, too, because he hasn't scored a whole lot lately. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of things to help this team, but he hasn't scored a lot in the last few games. And so I'm sure he would love to get going. I'm sure Arkansas would love to get him going as well, because that's just going to make things easier for you.
Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline, where they do have a – Good show tonight. It's Cody Canada and the Departed tonight at Sticky. So if you're looking for a place to hang out tonight, that's a good spot. I was looking at Arkansas's record against the top six teams in the league, and of course Arkansas would be among the top six teams. So we go beyond that to the really, I guess, seventh place LSU. LSU, I do want to give them a pat on the back. They did win last night on the road at Vanderbilt, which doesn't seem like a significant accomplishment, but road wins are hard to come by just about anywhere. Arkansas 4-6 against the top six, and thank goodness they did not play Tennessee twice and lose twice as they did to Missouri. Because if Arkansas was sitting behind Tennessee at 0-2, I don't know if that would impact them more. Maybe it's worse because Missouri's behind Arkansas and they're 0-2. But I guess I say all that to say this, that game on Saturday, as we expected, I think really bears itself out. If Missouri wins against Tennessee, the question becomes, does that knock Tennessee out or does that knock Arkansas out? Mm. Because Arkansas head-to-head, you just go back, and if there's anything you could do over right now, and you could get one more win, I think beating Missouri in one of those games, preferably at their place, would have been significant. But beating them in one of those games significantly helps your resume and makes it much safer for you, I think, if they beat Alabama.
It does. And, you know, I would even go back further, though. I would say if you could take one game back, it would be the Texas A&M game, if you could get that one. Just because when everybody refers to bad losses, that's the only true bad loss on Arkansas's resume right now. So if you could have removed that, that would have been great. But, no, I mean, you're right. You know, beating Missouri, who knows what could have been. I mean, this team pushed Florida to overtime as well. You know, if there was just one or two of those along the way that they had figured out how to close earlier on, this team would be a shoe-in for the tournament right now. We wouldn't even be having this discussion. But
yeah, but if Missouri's sitting at 10 wins in conference play and Arkansas somehow loses to Alabama on Saturday and they're both at 10-8, I mean, it's really going to be hard for me as a committee member to pick Arkansas over a Missouri team that beat them twice.
That's very true. And, so it's what's shaping up right now is a really interesting race with Arkansas and Tennessee and Missouri. You know, are all three of these teams going to get in?
No.
Are just two of them going to get in?
I think if they get two in, they'll be happy.
Hey, if I gave you guys one game, okay, that you could turn an L into a W this season, which one would it be?
Florida.
I mean, yeah, the Florida game would help you the most, but I think the road game in Missouri, at this point, with the way everything's stacked up.
You would think that.
Or the road win at Tennessee. Either one of those.
The A&M game was a horrible loss. They would beat them 9 times out of 10 if they played.
I agree with that, but they're not in contention to fight for that spot. So
you're
to me,
at the Missouri game.
Either Missouri or Tennessee, take your pick. I think either one helps you because you're vying for that spot, I think, with those teams.
Florida gives you that marquee win that just screams to the committee, though.
That's true, but if Florida loses to Arkansas, where are they in the rankings? I don't know. You did beat Kentucky twice, and they've only got 8 wins on the season, and they played an incredible schedule. So
Kentucky might not be as good as everyone thinks.
That's true, but I'm saying they still only have 8 losses, and a quarter of those came to Arkansas, and they played an awfully good schedule.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm at. Robbie, what do you think about that?
I don't know. It's a tough call. It's a really tough call because, you know, the different wins could have helped you in different ways. And I see what Justin's saying, you know, how if you feel like you're in competition with Missouri and Tennessee, you want one of those games back. But Florida would have helped you tremendously. And like I said, Texas A&M, that would have taken the only true bad loss off your resume. So that's what they look at as well. So anyway, Arkansas can just take all those off.
I don't think they let you do that.
How do you think Coach Anderson would answer that question? Would it be the Missouri? It would have had to be one of the Missouri games, right?
Well, for him personally.
For him personally? The Columbia one or the Fayetteville one?
I think the road game helps you so much more, right?
Yeah,
I think the Columbia one he would like to have back.
Sticking it.
Not only that, you're talking about a team that's won 9 straight then or something like that.
Do you realize if Arkansas wins that game too? Sorry, Robbie. If they win that game, they're 4-4 on the road this year. 4-4 in conference play if they pull that Missouri road game out.
Which is another – this has been a season of breaking records. Haven't we talked about almost each week they've broken this streak, they've set this record?
Well, the Mississippi – we talked about yesterday. The streaks are the 20 seasons in a row you don't win at Kentucky.
Yeah.
The 13 losses in a row or whatever it was to Mississippi State, at Mississippi State, and then
– Ole Miss one.
And the Ole Miss
seven,
streak.
6 years in a row or something?
I'll tell you guys, six I haven't losses done the research yet, but I was going to this afternoon. I'm going to sit down and look and see the last time this team won 4 – conference road games in a season, because I guarantee you it's been a long time.
So, 10 years at least, got to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to look up here in a little bit. I mean,
if they're
able to beat Alabama, they're going to finish 4-5 in conference play on the road.
When's the last time they won 3 conference road games in a row, too?
Yeah,
there's another streak.
That's a good point, too.
Well, that was the other one was conference wins in a row.
Two? Yeah, you're right, because it's been a long time.
You talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about that. I can't remember what it was, but
Hey, well, one thing I did look up last night, guys, you know, 6 straight SEC wins. That's tied for the 2nd longest in school history.
Yeah, that's
they joined
yeah.
the conference.
Yeah, that's what Justin brought that up yesterday. That streak is alive. So it's who knows, right?
What do you think the line will be? I heard the morning show guys debating this morning, and David Basel said that he thinks that Arkansas will be favored by 10.
Is it not
on the
already?
Not on the road? No way.
I didn't think so either. Remember, Arkansas was only a 10.5 point underdog at Kentucky earlier this season, so I found that a little bit far fetched. But we do expect Arkansas to be favored by how much? Not that it matters at the end of the day.
I don't think it'll be by much, and I say that because Alabama, I think they are 6-2 at home this year. They played pretty tough there. They played pretty well there. So I would be shocked if Arkansas was more than a 5-point favorite. It might be a little closer than that.
They have lost 4 games at home overall, though.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they're non-conference. They had some trouble in non-conference play.
Who do they? Did they have a good non? They must have had a decent non-conference opponent come in and beat them. I would guess, right?
Maybe. I don't know for sure though. I don't have it in front of
me. Is this typical that the line's not out yet?
Yeah, I typically don't see. I can't find lines even on my apps until the next day.
My iOdds app doesn't have it.
No, it doesn't have it until the next day. I bet if you went
on
the day
you
of
know what? I just pulled up. I pulled up their schedule. It looks like they play Wichita State and Xavier.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Who does
home losses? Alabama did at home.
Yeah.
They played Wichita State. Yeah, that's right.
Well, then this will be a great win for Arkansas if they're able to pull this off. All right, Robbie. Before we let you go, what's your prediction? What do you think? Do they pull it off?
I think they will pull it off.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to be pretty. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be kind of a grinded out game, which is kind of what you expect against Alabama. And you know, certainly you're not going to have nights like Wednesday night very often. That doesn't happen very often. So, but I think that they will find. And I say that because of the way they played on the road the last 4 or 5 games. I mean, even the Missouri trip, even the Tennessee trip until the end. You know, they play pretty well here on the road. So nothing's going to faze them at Alabama. And I just think they've got enough firepower to get it done.
Okay, let's do this. Just for fun. Pigskin, I want you to do this, too. We're going to go round robin. I'm going to give you a scenario. You tell me what seed Arkansas gets in the NCAA tournament. Robbie, you go first, then Pat, then Pigskin. Here we go. Arkansas beats Alabama but loses in their first game in the SEC tournament. Robbie, what's their seed?
I think they'll be an 11 seed.
Okay, Pat?
I can't answer that question.
Come on.
Because they're not going to lose to Auburn or Mississippi State in the first round.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying for arguments.
Just
can you just play my game?
All right. Sorry.
Suppose your parents had never met. Then where would you be?
Sitting right here next to me, probably.
If that scenario happens.
I've been a great-looking test tube, baby.
Nice computer. If that scenario happens, I'll say 12 seed. Boom. Sweet 16. 12.
I had an 11.
Okay. That's pretty optimistic.
I did.
Arkansas wins against Alabama and then wins 1 game in the tournament. What's her seed, Robbie?
I'm still going to say 11 seed. Let me amend.
Because it'll be a bad
before.
Team.
If they lose in the first round of the tournament, look out for Dayton. They might get shipped off to Dayton, too. That's one thing to consider as well.
Okay. Seed?
12. Boom. Sweet 16.
You think if they win 2 games in a row, they're going to be a 12?
Oh, is that what you said?
They beat Alabama, and they win 1 game in the tournament.
Oh.
Against a bad team,
no,
probably.
No, they'll probably definitely be maybe 8, something like that.
I'd move to a 9 or a 10 from 11.
All right. We're on the same page. Arkansas wins. Wins against Alabama and then wins 2 games in the tournament. Robbie, what happens?
10 seed.
10 seed?
8.
7 or 8.
Okay, 7. Wow, we're getting really aggressive. Arkansas wins the SEC championship and beats Alabama. Robbie?
Probably an 8 or 9 seed, and I don't think you really want that, though.
That's the best they can do, you think, is an 8 seed if they win the SEC tournament?
They'll
have won 10 games in a row.
They're not in the top 25, though. I mean, that's a big mountain.
They'd be real close at that point.
If you beat Florida in the semifinals and then beat Kentucky or whoever beat Kentucky in the finals,
you'd be close.
5 seed.
Five's a little high.
24 wins.
Have you looked at some of the other leagues, though?
Robbie, 8 or 9, really?
Pat, you never want to face this, but let's bring it up. The same thing that the SEC touts in football, we're a lot deeper and better, therefore we should get the benefit of the doubt. It works against you in basketball.
Sure.
You're not better, you're not deeper, and you're not going to get the benefit
of the
doubt.
But the point is, we're not talking about
the overall number one seed.
They're not trying to be
It's still a bad league. That's what the perception is nationally.
Florida's number one in the country.
Okay, one team. What about the rest of the league?
If you beat.
You know what the narrative would be if they were to beat Florida? Florida had its mind on the NCAA tournament. So,
Well, that's
really
what. That's what maybe you would say, but the 10 people of the selection committee would say they just beat the number one team in the country.
And you know what they're thinking.
But it's still significant. It doesn't matter. That's a huge win.
Of course it's significant.
It would be. It would be.
Okay. Percentage Arkansas makes the tournament if they don't beat Alabama. Robbie.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
I'm just popping these off the top of my head.
What was your
percentage chance Arkansas makes the NCAA tournament if they don't go on to win the SEC championship and they lose to Alabama?
You know what? I think it's 75-25 right now at this moment, so maybe I'll say 50-50 then at that point.
Okay, Pat?
You and these, you're freaking me out, man. I don't know, 12 seed, 316, boom.
It's flip a coin. I think they can lose and still get in.
All right. Pigskin.
They're on a good run lately.
I'll say this.
The team, the committee looks at the last 10, 12 games, and they're doing really well there.
I think the loser in the loser in the Tennessee-Missouri game is out, unless it's Tennessee, if that makes any sense at all.
No, it does.
I think they still got a chance to get in. I think if Missouri loses, their chances are over without winning the SEC championship.
So you're saying the SEC probably gets four.
I think at max, four. And that's the thing. I think
the
only reason I feel good about Arkansas's chances, if it doesn't go well against Alabama, is because you're not talking about Arkansas trying to fight as a fifth, sixth, seventh team from the SEC getting in.
Right.
You're talking about the four team.
Yeah.
And if Mike Slive has half the stroke I think he has,
absolutely,
he's going to get four of his league teams in.
Almost assuredly.
Come on, Mike Slive. What is the point of you having your own network if you can't get four of your teams in the NCAA tournament?
If there's four teams from the SEC, Arkansas will be one of them. There's no question about it.
Well,
what if there's only three, though? That's
well,
see,
what
you
if?
Don't, you don't know,
That's
man.
That's fair, though.
You
I mean,
what
if?
Know.
A lot of people
your
are project-
aunt.
No, but Pat, a lot of people are projecting the SEC will only get three. Hey, Matt, can you pad this? Because I got an issue. I got an issue here.
You got an issue?
Are we already in the break?
No. Yes.
Good. Thank you. That's padding my music. Robbie, anything else?
I think that's it.
That was fun. Appreciate you. Let me put you on the spot. That was good stuff. We'll catch up next week after Arkansas beats the crap out of Alabama.
Sounds good.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
All
and
right,
you're going to the tournament, yes?
Yes, I will be at the tournament next week.
Yeah, buddy,
Robbie's
going to
be
there, buddy.
Pat will be there. We'll get you on live. That'll be fun.
Oh boy. Sounds great.
Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Couple quick calls. John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, bud.
Hey, the guest that they had on Matt's show a couple days ago, one of the selection committee guys.
That would be our show, but yes.
Well, no, it wasn't your. They had somebody on theirs as well.
They don't have anybody. They got no guests.
Okay, well.
Judge Reinhold. Just go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The guy said, Pigskin, you're wrong. He said they do not look at the last 10 games.
That was a clip
was
from
actually,
our show.
That was on our show.
That I cut up and they played it.
You can say that, but I still think it matters if you're 9-1 like Arkansas is. I do think they look at
that. Yeah, you know what that is, John? That's the same way as saying that they don't count margin of victory
that's
in football.
Right.
If somebody beats somebody by 60 points, it stands out.
They notice
it. And, you know, the thing is, if it's going to come out and say we don't look at the last 10, I mean, that's just stupid because that's what every team strives for every year.
Exactly.
At that time of the year. Really, those are the ones you ought to be looking at.
I don't want to break my arm patting myself on the back, but it is a perfect analogy to margin of error or margin of victory because they're not allegedly supposed to look at it, but everybody, you can't
well,
help but notice
Well, here's what Warlock
it.
Said well, after well, that, John. Here's what Warlock said, John, after that. He said Mike Slive and everyone else encourages people, and they keep saying it doesn't matter because they want to make November count in college basketball,
true.
December, January, February. So it probably doesn't in the committees, but they have to say it does so that people pay attention in November.
Here's another analogy for you, John. In a boxing match, the 12th round counts the same as the first round. But if you win the last three rounds and dominate, and you dominate the first three rounds, you think the last three don't leave a better impression with the judges?
But you have to say.
You have to score them individually, but still, it will leave more of an impression. At least in the – I'll tell you what, as far as the fans are concerned, the last three rounds mean a lot more. And it's it's all subjective.
Justin?
Yes, sir?
You get a gold star on the refrigerator tonight.
Thank you.
And tell your wife that you get dessert whether you finished your dinner or not.
What are you doing in my house putting gold stars on my fridge? I'm a little uncomfortable with that scenario. John, thank you.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. How does he get into your house?
That was weird. Broke the code.
The code.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
How much?
Did that guy just say you win a shot where you got to make shots to win a basketball game?
Something like that.
That's the kind of insightful analysis I expect to hear from a young lady who answers the phones on the morning show.
RJ's a man, man.
Did you guys hear the instant reaction on the deal from last night at Santa Barbara?
Yeah, I saw some of it this morning.
Well, Saban and Bielma introduced the rule they want to put up hockey boards and plexiglass.
Ah! You can't rush the court for 10 seconds
Bill's
after a bad call.
Fire!
We'll see you guys.
Yeah, buddy.
That's funny. Jeff Money Taylor after the break, by the way.
Great news, guys. Great news. Tavern Sports Grill, you know it. West Little